Christ alone. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your power that is producing great miracles in our lives and situations. Thank you for defending us against our stubborn enemies. Thank you for filling our hearts and minds with great peace and joy. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your honor you have placed upon us. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for your interventions that we got when we needed your help. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for assurance of a glorious future you have given to us. Thank you for moving in our favor. Thank you for moving to make ways for us where there appears to be no ways. Thank you for keeping us in health. Thank you, Father. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your words of prophecies and promises that are coming to pass in our lives. Thank you for changing the appearance of our lives to look the way you want it to look. Thank you for making our enemies your enemies. Thank you for granting our heart desires. Thank you for giving us even more than we have asked you, even more than we expected. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for the ability you have placed in us to do tasks and assignments that our human strength could not do. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we have come before you again this evening, this midnight, to seek your face and to pray. I ask, Father, that by your mercy, we will not seek you in vain tonight, in the name of Jesus. O Lord, hear our cry from your throne. Pardon our sins and help us. Thank you, Father, because we know you will answer. We know you have answered. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. I believe that as you pray with faith tonight, the Lord will show you His faithfulness in the name of Jesus. We're going to take some songs of worship and praises before we go into prayer points. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. Oh Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth? How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord, our God? How excellent is your name in all the earth? How excellent is your name? My God, you are good. My Lord, you are good. Our God, you are good. You are good to me. You are good. My God, you are good. My Lord, you are good. Our God, you are good. You are good to me. You are good. I just wanna praise you. You are good. I just wanna worship, you are good. Our God, you are good. You are good to us, you are good. We just wanna praise you, you are good. Oh, we just want to worship you, you are good. Our God, you are good. You are good to us, you are good. Thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. You have been so good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. Hallelujah, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah. We are grateful, oh Lord. Are you grateful? I am grateful, oh Lord. Are you grateful? I am grateful, oh Lord, for all you have done, for you have done for me. Hallelujah, I am grateful, oh Lord. All the glory must be to the Lord, to the Lord, for He is worthy of our praise, is worthy of our praises. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord, to the King of Kings. All the glory must be to the Lord, to Jesus, for He is worthy of our praise, so worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. You are Yahweh Alpha Omega. You are Yahweh Alpha Omega. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh Alpha Omega. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh Alpha Omega. You are Yahweh. 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 Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life, sing it. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. You are here, changing every life. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you. You are here, even right now. You are here, blessing every life. We worship you, Savior. We worship you. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, our God. That is who you are. You are covenant keeping God, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. Forever you remain the same. You are covenant keeping God. Through all the ages you never change, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You say what you do what you say, Jehovah, covenant keeping God. We will trust you forever, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. I will trust in your word, for you are the covenant keeping God. We will hold on to your word, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. Forever, O Lord, O Lord, your word is settled. Your word is settled in heaven, it is settled. Your word is settled, O Lord, forever. O Lord, your word is settled, your word is settled. In heaven it is settled. Your word is yes and amen forever. Oh Lord, your word is settled. In heaven it is settled. You are God, you are not a man, you are God, you are not a man. You are God, you are not a man, Lion of Judah. You are God, Savior, you are God, oh. You are God, you are not a man, you are God, you are not a man. You are God, you are not a man, mighty deliverer. You are God, you are not a man, mountain mover. You are God, Emmanuel, you are God, oh. You are God. You are not a man. Hallelujah. Begin to praise Him. Praise Jesus. Worship Jesus. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb of God that was slain to receive glory, to receive honor, to receive adoration, to receive blessing, to receive praises, to receive wealth, to receive strength. Worship Him. Worship the King of Israel. Worship the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Most High God, the Alpha and Omega, beginning and the ending, the first and the last, the one who was and is to come, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, the same today, the same forever. Worship Him. He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. Worship Him. He is the Word from the beginning, and without Him was nothing made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Worshiping is the light of the world. As long as He is in the world, He remains the light of the world. Worshiping, and the light shineth in darkness. And darkness could not comprehend, worship Him, glorify Him, adore Him, magnify Him. Once and for all, He laid down His life for the remission of the sins of the world. Once and for all, He died that we may no longer live as slaves to sin. He died that we may no longer live as slaves to sicknesses, as slaves to diseases, as slaves to poverty, as slaves to demons, to principalities, to powers, to Satan. He died that we may no longer be slaves, but conquerors. Worship Him, exalt Him, magnify Him. No other God can do more than that. In fact, no other God can do what He does. He is such a loving Father. He is such a merciful King. Worship Him. Worship Him. By the power of His resurrection, we have transformation of life. By the power of His resurrection, we have received a new nature, a divine nature. By the power of His resurrection, we have eternal life. Worship Him. Praise Him. Oh Lord, we praise You. You have done so much for us. So much beyond our understanding. So much beyond all that we need. So much. You have given us too much than we need. Oh Lord, we worship You. Blessed be Your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship. In Jesus' name, we have given Him praises. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank God with this prayer point. You're going to say, Father, thank You for not allowing the enemy rule over me. You're going to say, Father, thank You for not allowing the powers of darkness rule over me, for not allowing them to overcome me. Thank You, Lord, for standing for me. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. So, oh Lord, thank You for not allowing darkness rule over me. Thank You for not allowing the forces of darkness rule over me. Thank You for not allowing the powers of hell rule over me. Thank You, Lord, for not allowing the forces of witchcraft rule over me. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father. Thank You for not allowing sin rule over me. Thank You for not allowing the traps Satan sets for me to catch me. Thank You for not allowing the agenda of the evil one to prevail over me. Thank You, Lord, for not allowing the plans of the enemy to come to pass in my life. Thank You, Lord, for standing for me to defend me, to help me. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. Amen. You are also going to thank Him. You're going to say, Father, thank You for giving me strength to overcome my weaknesses. begin to say, Father, thank you for giving me strength to rule over my weaknesses, to break my limitations. Thank you, Father. Begin to thank him. Say, Lord, thank you for giving me strength to crush my weaknesses, to subdue my weaknesses, to uproot my weaknesses, to defeat my weaknesses. Thank you for giving me strength to break my limitations, to destroy my limitations. Thank you, Lord, for giving me strength. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for making me stronger than my weaknesses. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. We saw in the book of Revelation how every time a seal in the scroll was broken, we saw how every time that happens and not seals, some kind of events will unfold. Yeah, if you read the book of Revelation, you will see where there was a scroll, and that scroll was, you know, that scroll has seven seals, and every time a seal is broken, some events will happen, and every time another seal is broken, some other events will happen. Yeah, so I believe that each person on earth has a destiny scroll in heaven. And I believe that those scrolls or those books have chapters. Yeah, and if God opened a chapter of that book, then some events will begin to happen in your life. Yeah. So it's the same with breaking a seal. Yeah. It's the same with how the seal was broken in the book of Revelation. So you're going to pray. I believe that some chapters need to be opened in the destiny book of your life. And once that chapter opens, then so many wonderful things will begin to happen in your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open the next chapter of my life in my destiny book in heaven. Oh Lord, open the next chapter of my life. For the next chapter that must be opened for new things to begin to happen in my life. Oh Lord, open that chapter now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Oh Lord, open the next chapter, of my life, the next seal that must be broken for new things to begin to happen in my life, for new things to begin in my life. Oh Lord, open that chapter now in the name of Jesus. The next phase of my life, the next phase of my destiny that must be fulfilled, that must come to pass. Oh Lord, open it now in the name of Jesus. Open it now In the name of Jesus, the next chapter of my life. Thank you, Lord. The next chapter of my life. What you have written in my destiny book in heaven, that should happen next in my life. That should happen now in my life. Oh Lord, open that chapter of my life and begin to make them happen. In the name of Jesus, all the events that must take place in my life at this time of my life, at this hour of my life, at this age of my life, in this season of my life, all the events that must happen according to what you have written in my book in heaven, in my destiny book in heaven. Oh Lord, let them begin to happen now. In the name of Jesus, according to the plans you have for me before I was born, oh Lord, let them begin to happen now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. There was a place in the scripture where the people around Jesus, they wanted him to show himself. I think it's in John. The people around him, even his brothers, blood brothers, his relatives, his family members, they wanted him to show himself. So they were like, if you claim to be who you say you are, show yourself in the synagogue. There's a festive period going on. Show yourself. And Jesus made a statement. He said, my time is not yet come. He said, but you, your own time is always ready. Yeah, but he said, me, I have my own time where I take action. But you, since you're not sensitive to your own divine timing, you can always do anything anyhow at any time. Yeah. So my point is in the fact that Jesus was sensitive to divine timing. He knows when to move. He knows when not to move. Yeah, he knows how to be in the right place at the right time for the things God has already ordained to happen. So the same with you, you need to be sensitive to divine timing. There are some events God already programmed to happen in your life. But if you happen to be in a wrong place at a time, those events need to happen. They will not happen. If you happen to be doing the wrong thing at the time when those events have been programmed to happen, then they might not happen. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put on me grace to be sensitive to divine timing. Give me grace to be sensitive to divine timing. To be sensitive enough to do the things I should be doing in time. To be sensitive enough to be in places I should be in the time you want me to be there. Oh Lord, give me grace to follow your divine timeline. Your divine timeline for my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So Lord, give me grace to give me grace to be sensitive to your divine timing, so that I will follow your divine timeline for my life, so that I will be in the right place at the right time when your program is going to manifest, when the events you have programmed to happen is going to happen. Oh Lord, give me that grace to be in the right place at the right time, doing the right things that would bring forth the manifestation of the events you have programmed to happen in my life. Oh Lord, help me to align myself with your divine timing. Help me to align my life, to align my days with your divine timing. In the name of Jesus. Help me to know when to speak and when not to speak. Help me to know when to move and when not to move. Oh Lord, help me to be sensitive to your divine timing. Help me, oh Lord. Help me, oh Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're still going to pray, even in conversation with people. You need to know when to talk about some things. Yeah, even while you are talking with people, yeah, you need to know when to talk about some issues and when not to talk about them. Yeah, because maybe God have arranged. I'm just trying to give you examples. Maybe God have arranged your conversation with someone in such a way that as you and the person keep on talking on certain issues, then that person will just talk about something that would now be of good use to you. Yeah. Then maybe as the conversation was going on, you were about to talk about another issue that, if you raise that issue during the conversation, what God wants that person to say that will benefit your life, the person will not be able to say it again because you have changed the topic. That would lead to the person saying what God actually wants the person to say to you. I don't know if I'm getting the point. So even in your conversation with people, you need to be sensitive to what to talk about and what not to talk about. Yeah, because God have arranged so many things into our timeline. God have arranged so many things and he has positioned them in every hour, in every day of your life. So you must be sensitive to know. You must be sensitive to take the right actions, to say the right words, so that those things God has put in your timeline, in your days, will eventually happen as God has planned them. So there is something God has put in each day of our lives. But majority of Christians, they hardly see even 2% of those things happen in their lives because they are not sensitive. They are so insensitive. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to be sensitive to your directions, to your leading. Help me to be conscious of your leadership. Continue to pray. Say, Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, help me. Help me to be sensitive to your voice. Help me to be sensitive to your directions. Help me to be sensitive to your leadership, to your leading. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit, so that I will not miss all that God has positioned in each day of my life to happen to me. Help me, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to withdraw from activities, from daily activities that is cutting me off from your divine timeline for me. Daily activities I am involved in that is cutting me off from your divine timeline, that is making it difficult for the things you have placed in each day of my life to happen. Oh Lord, help me to withdraw from such activities. Pull me out of such activities and actions in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, Take me away from every activity I do on daily basis that is not allowing the events you have programmed to happen in my life to happen. So, oh Lord, take me away from every business and activities that is disconnecting me from your divine timeline, that is disconnecting me from your plans, from the fulfillment of your plans for my life. Oh Lord, take me out of such activities. Help me to withdraw from such activities. Whatsoever I do with my time on daily basis, that is not allowing the good things you have placed in each day of my life to locate me. Oh Lord, take me out of such activities. Right now in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever I do with my time that is disconnecting me from experiencing all the beautiful things you have positioned in each day of my life, from experiencing the divine encounters, the divine visitations you have programmed for my life. Oh Lord, take me away from such activities in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, what I mean by divine timeline, is like saying a divine calendar for your life. A divine calendar for your life. That is, God already has certain things He has programmed to happen to you in each hour. You know, we have 24 hours in a day. And then God already programmed certain things into each hour to happen to you, each hour of your life. So that is the divine calendar. So which means that God expects that you position yourself properly for those things He has put in each hour of your life to happen. So failure to position yourself properly means you won't receive those things. Yeah. It means you won't receive those things. We have a lot of angels on earth that are so less busy. They have no work to do. Why? Because Christians are not following the divine timeline. So the angels God has sent into their lives to do so many things for them, to minister to them, to bless them. Those angels, they are just standing. They are so less busy. I mean, they can't do anything because we are not sensitive to the divine timeline, because we have not positioned ourselves properly. We are so distracted. So those angels are just jobless. Yeah, they could not do their missions for our lives because we have left the timeline of God. We have left the calendar of God. We are doing something else. So they are waiting for us to start doing what we should be doing with our time. So when the angels see that you are now doing what is expected of you to be doing in each hour God have given to you, that is when they will start working. But many Christians are so distracted, and that makes the angels jobless. So you're going to pray. Oh, I wish that your life will align with the divine timeline. Oh, I wish that each day of your life will agree with the divine calendar. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your Holy Spirit, please help me to agree with your divine calendar for my life. Help me to agree with your divine timetable. Your divine timetable for each day of my life. Oh Lord, please help me. Help me to agree with your divine timeline, with your divine timetable, with your divine calendar. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, oh Lord, help me. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. Say, oh Lord, help me. Help me, oh Lord. By your Holy Spirit in me, help me to agree with your divine timetable for each hour of my life. Help me to be found doing what you want me to do with my time. Help me to be found doing what you required of me to be doing in every hour of my life. Help me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord. So that the angels you have sent into my life will be able to do their jobs. Help me to be doing the right thing I should be doing in every hour of my life. Help me to be doing the right things I should be doing with each hour of my life. Help me, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help me to follow your divine calendar. Help me to follow your divine timetable. Help me to move when I am supposed to move. Help me to take action when I'm supposed to take action. Yeah, some Christians are the ones delaying the manifestation of their testimonies. Because when they should take action, they did not take action. So Lord, help me to follow your divine calendar. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, disconnect my life from every time waster. Disconnect my life from every time wasting spirit. Every spirit that is making me to waste my time. Fire of the Holy Ghost, disconnect me from such spirit. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, disconnect my life from every time waster. Disconnect my life from every time-wasting spirit that is making me to waste my time doing things that would not profit me and God. Doing things that would not profit me and my destiny. Holy Spirit, disconnect me from every time-wasting spirit that is controlling my life. Disconnect me now. Fire of the Holy Ghost, disconnect me from every time-waster. Disconnect me from every time-waster. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Disconnect me from every time-wasting activities. Fire of the Holy Ghost, disconnect me from every time-wasting pleasures. Every time-wasting friendships. There are some friendships that you are not supposed to keep because devil arranged them to waste your time. Praise the Lord. My internet connection was disconnected. I think if the network, yeah, it's the network. So we will continue. Yeah, we'll continue with our prayers. Another thing that make Christians to be disconnected from the divine timeline is because they have no quality relationship with the Holy Spirit. Yeah, when you have no quality relationship with the Holy Spirit, it will be difficult for you to be sensitive to what God wants you to do with every hour He has given you. Yeah, the closer we have to the Holy Spirit, the more you will understand the will of God that has been put into every time, every hour for you to do. Maybe all that you have been doing all this while, maybe that is not the way you should be doing them. Yeah. Or maybe you should not even be doing them. Maybe there's something more. Yeah, maybe there's another way to be doing the things you have always been doing every day. Maybe there's another way to do them and you will see great results. Yeah. So, and then maybe there is more God is expecting of you to be doing with each hour, each day He has given to you. So maybe you are just doing like maybe 10% or 5% of all that God requires that you should be doing in every day, in every hour. So if you're going to pray, we need a very strong and quality relationship with the Holy Spirit. If we will be sensitive to divine timing and to divine timeline. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me a deep hunger for a close relationship with your Holy Spirit. See, Father, give me a deep hunger for a close fellowship with your Holy Spirit. Give me a strong desire to walk with your Holy Spirit. A strong desire. The Holy Spirit is there, but Christians don't desire Him. Christians don't call for Him. They don't seek after Him. Say, oh Lord, fill me with deep hunger, with strong hunger for your Holy Spirit. Deep hunger, strong hunger for your Holy Spirit. Fill me, O Lord, fill my heart with strong desire to walk with your Holy Spirit. Strong desire to fellowship with your Holy Spirit. Strong desire to crave for your Holy Spirit. Always, O Lord, fill my heart with that desire. In the name of Jesus, to only seek after the Holy Spirit. To only seek after intimacy with the Holy Spirit. O Lord, fill my heart with that hunger. In the name of Jesus, hunger to learn the ways of the Holy Spirit. Hunger to learn, to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. Fill my heart with that hunger. Hunger to study about the Holy Spirit. Fill my heart with that hunger. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The Holy Spirit is so eager to lead us. So eager to lead us. Because the Holy Spirit knows how important his leading is to your Christian life. The Holy Spirit knows, because in Romans chapter 8 verse 14, it says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. As many as are led by the Spirit of God. So the Holy Spirit knows how important his leading is to your sonship, to your Christian life. So the Holy Spirit is always eager to lead you. Yeah, but the problem with Christians is that we don't give him the place to do that. We don't give him the atmosphere to do that. No sound. I don't think it's a general problem. If others can't hear me, let me know. You need to click on the speaker side of the app. Yeah, at the top side. Yeah, you can click on that speaker, then you will hear my voice loud. There's an icon at the top side of the page. The icon looks like a speaker, so just click on it. Yeah, then you will hear me. I don't think it's a general problem. Yeah, so you're going to pray. I said many Christians don't receive from the Holy Spirit because they have not given place for the Holy Spirit. They did not give place for him to function. They have not given him the atmosphere. They have not given him time. They have not given him the right mindset. The Bible says to be spiritually minded is life and peace. To be carnally minded is death. So how do you expect that the Holy Spirit will speak to a carnal mind? How do you expect that the Holy Spirit will speak from a carnal mind, in the midst of a carnal mind? It will not work. When you are not in the Spirit, how do you expect the Holy Spirit to speak to you when you are not in the Spirit? when you are in the flesh, how do we expect to hear from the Holy Spirit? How do you expect to be led by the Holy Spirit when you are in the flesh and not in the Spirit? So you are going to pray. We must give place for the Holy Spirit to do His work in our lives. Otherwise, you will do nothing. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, "Oh Lord, help me to give place. Help me to give place to the Holy Ghost to do His work in my life. Help me to give place to the Holy Spirit to do His work in my life." Or open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, "Lord, help me to give the Holy Spirit a spiritual mind so that He can do His work. Help me to give place to the Holy Spirit in my mind. Help me to give place to the Holy Spirit in my soul. Help me to give place to the Holy Spirit in my spirit. Oh Lord, help me. Oh Lord, help me. In the name of Jesus, help me to walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh, so that Your Holy Spirit can lead me, so that Your Holy Spirit can function in my life. Help me to give place to Your Holy Spirit." I believe You're praying. Help me to give place to Your Holy Spirit. Help me to give place to Your Holy Spirit. Help me to give place to Your Holy Spirit. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me to live a spiritual life and not a carnal life. Help me to live with heavenly mind. Help me to be heavenly minded and not worldly minded. Help me to give place to the Holy Spirit to walk in my life. In the name of Jesus, help me to pray fervently so that the Holy Spirit can do His work in my life. Help me to pray fervently on daily basis. Yeah, you don't pray only when there is program, when there's a prayer program. You're supposed to be praying on daily basis. You're supposed to have a prayer altar. You're supposed to have a prayer relationship with God. You're supposed to be a praying Christian. Say, "Oh Lord, help me to give place to the Holy Ghost in my life. Help me to do things that the Holy Ghost wants in my life. Help me to meditate on the Word of God, for that is what the Holy Ghost wants. Help me to study the Word of God always, for that is what the Holy Ghost wants. Help me to do the things the Holy Ghost wants. Help me to worship, to sing worship, to sing praises always, because that is what the Holy Ghost wants. Help me to pray in the Spirit, because that is what the Holy Ghost wants. Oh Lord, help me to do the things that the Holy Spirit wants in my life. Help me to give the Holy Spirit the things He desires in my life, so that He can manifest Himself to me. Help me to give the Holy Spirit the holiness He desires from my life. Oh Lord, help me to give the Holy Spirit the purity He desires from my life. Help me to give the Holy Spirit the self-denial He desires from our life. Help me to give the Holy Spirit a sacrificial lifestyle. He desires from our life. Help me, O Lord, to give place to the Holy Ghost in my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. The Bible says we should serve God with godly fear. That we should serve God with godly fear. That is, you should fear God enough to live godly in His sight. You should fear God enough to honor Him, to honor His presence. You should fear God enough to obey His commands. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God uproot from our life everything that is killing the fear of God in my life. And everything that is reducing the fear of God in my heart, let the fire of God uproot them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. We must give God the reverence that is due to Him, the honor due to Him, the fear due to Him. We must serve Him with godly fear. We must obey Him because we fear Him. Say in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God uproot from my heart, uproot from my soul, everything that is taking away the fear of God from my life, everything that is reducing the fear of God in my heart, everything that is that is removing the fear of God from my life, from my actions, from my lifestyle. Let fire of God uproot them now. In the name of Jesus. Let the fire of God uproot them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are going to pray. You're going to say, I receive grace to deny the pleasures of sin. I receive grace to deny the pleasures of my flesh. I receive grace to deny the pleasures of sin that flows through my mind, that flows through my emotions, that flows through my body. I receive grace to deny them. I receive grace to yield to the pleasures of God. I receive grace to yield to the pleasures of the Holy Spirit. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. See, I receive grace to deny the pleasures of the flesh, the pleasures of sin that runs through my body, that runs through my emotions. I receive grace to deny them. In the name of Jesus. I receive grace to yield to the desires of the Holy Spirit. I receive grace to yield to the pleasures of God. I receive grace to yield to those things that please God. Those are the pleasures of God. the things that please God. Say, I receive grace to yield to them, to surrender to them, to agree with them in the name of Jesus. And I receive grace to deny the pleasures of this world. I receive grace to deny the pleasures of sin, the pleasures of unrighteousness. I receive grace to deny them. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. There is so much in God that we are not seeking after. Yeah, I realize that the enemy is stronger than us because we have not really known God. We have not really known God. That is why we lose battles. Yeah, there is so much in God that we are not seeking after. Yeah, there is so much in God. Yeah, so we have some believers that all their mind is after all the depths in darkness. All their mind is after how powerful the devil is. They are always scared of how powerful Satan is. How powerful witchcraft is, how powerful the enemy is, how powerful sin is, how powerful sickness and disease are, sickness and diseases are. Yeah, their mind is always after that because they don't know God. Yeah, when you know God, you will be able to put darkness where they belong. Which you know where they belong, which is under your feet. Yeah, because you know God. For what is in God is too greater than what is in darkness. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want to know you in depth. I want to know you deeply. Reveal yourself to me. Begin to reveal yourself to me. Say, oh Lord, I want to know you deeply. I want to know you far more than I know myself. I want to know you far more than I know anything in this world. I want to know you deeply. Oh Lord, begin to reveal yourself to me. Begin to reveal yourself to me. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, I want to know you deeply. I want to know you deeply. For I know that there are great things in you, glorious things in you, mighty things in you, marvelous things in you. Oh Lord, begin to reveal yourself to me. For I know there are so much in you that I don't know. And that is making the enemy to succeed over my life because I don't know so much in you. Oh Lord, begin to reveal yourself to me. Begin to reveal yourself to me. I tell you the truth, when you know God to a point, you will fear no devil. And not just fear no devil, you will conquer every battle. You will just always be on the winning side. You will always win because you know God. Say, oh Lord, I want to know you deeply. Begin to reveal yourself to me. Begin to reveal yourself to me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You are also going to pray. When you know God deeply, you will know what to do in every situation to terminate your problems. You will know the solutions to every problem. You will know the solution to every problem. You will know what to do that will end your problems. You will just know, because you have known God so deeply. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, take me into the depths of you, where I find solutions to every problem. Say, Father, draw me into the depths of you, where I find solutions to every problem, where I find the light that we end every darkness I encounter. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Take me into the depths of you, where I find solutions to every problem, where I find the light that we end every darkness. Oh Lord, take me into the depths of you. In the name of Jesus, I believe you are praying. So Lord, take me deeper into you, into those realms in you where I find the right answer to every question, the right answer to every problem. The right solution to every problem. Oh Lord, take me deep into you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. There's a kind of prosperity that follows those who are always yearning for God. Those who are always yearning for God. Yeah. All the battles that I have fought, yeah, in my life, I fought them on my journey to knowing God. Yeah. So there is no true Christianity without knowing God. Yeah, because some people, they feel like, I need to join prayer session, because there are too many demons to fight. Yeah, they just think it's about spiritual warfare. Yeah, Christianity is about knowing God. But then the spiritual warfare we fight is because We want to know Him. So all the battles I have fought, I fought them because I want to know God. Yeah. And all the victories I have gotten made me know God more and gave me a lot of wisdom, which many of you are benefiting from. Yeah, so everything started from my personal desire to know God. Yeah, that is how to live as a Christian. You must always yearn for God. So it's not just about let us pray, let us deal with devil through prayers. Let us deal with witchcraft. Let us deal with Satan, demons. Those ones, they are not why we are here. They are not why we became Christians. We became Christians to know God. Yeah, to know God. And that is why some Christians, they have been fighting some demons for years, and up to now they have not conquered those demons. They have not conquered those witchcraft because they don't know God. Yeah, it is as you know Him that you conquer darkness. He will show you how to win. He will show you how to fight. So He taught me all of those things. How to fight, who is my real enemy, and who is not my enemy. Yeah, so you're going to pray that the kind of prosperity that follows those that have this hunger to know God. Somehow they just prosper. Somehow they just win battles. Somehow they just succeed because their focus is on God. Their focus is not on the devil. It's not on Satan. It's not on problems. Their focus is not on the things of this world. Because their focus is on God, there's this kind of prosperity that always happens in their lives. Yeah, so where is your focus? Do you really want to know Him? Or you just want to use Him? Yeah, you just want to use His name and get whatever you want? You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make me a Christian that always yearn to know You, that always desire to know You every day, every hour, to know Your mind, to know Your nature, to know Your ways, to know Your will. Oh Lord, make me that kind of Christian. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. That is how you will prosper. That is how you will succeed. So, oh Lord, make me a Christian that is never comfortable without hearing from You, without knowing new things about You every day. Oh Lord, make me that kind of Christian. A Christian filled with so much thirst, so much hunger, so much passion to learn of You, to know You deeply. Oh Lord, make me that kind of Christian that is always looking for more, always seeking for more, always looking for more of all that is in You, always wanting more of all that is in You. Oh Lord, make me that kind of Christian. 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 Jesus told Mary, He said, Mary has found something great and it will not be taken away from her. And what was it? Mary was so was so much full of hunger to learn from Jesus. You know, whereas the sister, Martha, was busy. Busy cooking, busy doing all kinds of activities. And whereas there's this other one that sat down at the feet of Jesus, wanting to know more. Say, oh Lord, make me like Mary that sat at your feet to learn of you. Oh Lord, fill me with hunger and desire to learn of you, to learn of you, to learn your ways, to learn your will. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray? You're going to say, Father, use the mirror of your word, to expose to me the things in me that I must get rid of. Yeah, the Bible is like a mirror. And God uses the Bible to expose the darkness in us, especially the darkness that we must get rid of. So you're going to say, Holy Spirit, use the mirror of your word, the mirror of the word of God, to expose to me every darkness in me that I must get rid of. Every attitude, character, mindset that I must get rid of. Holy Spirit, use the mirror of the Word of God to show them to me. Use the mirror of the Word of God to show them to me. Begin to pray like that. As we read the Bible, we are supposed to see ourselves. In the Bible, we're supposed to see ourselves, how we are before God. And when we see how we are, then we're supposed to get rid of those things that should not be in our lives. That is one of the purposes of the Bible. So Holy Spirit, use the Word of God to expose to me everything in me that must die. Everything in me I must uproot. Everything in me I must get rid of. Thank you, Lord. Use the mirror of your word to expose them to me. The wrong lifestyle I need to get rid of. Use the mirror of your word to expose them to me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You know, I'm somebody that watch movies. I watch movies a lot. Yeah, and I watch movies to a point that I now realize that there is nothing new in all of those movies. Yeah, even the latest one that they advertise. You know how the entertainment industry, how they advertise new movies. Yeah, and they show you the trailer and they want you to, you know, just watch it. Immediately it drops. So I realized that there's nothing new anymore in those movies. Yeah. Because I begin to stop learning anything new from those movies. Now, I got to that point because I found myself learning more new things from heaven. I see those new things as more important than anything in any movies. Why? Because they are so new and they are so powerful. Yeah, so if you think that there is nothing new, again, for you to learn in God, it is because you have not really sought for those things. There is so much new things to learn in God's kingdom. So much new things. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, the new things that people advertise on earth, if you research very well, you realize that there's nothing new. Yeah. In fact, everything happening now on the earth, they have happened before. In fact, there was a time that the people in those times, they enjoyed a level of technology that we in this dispensation, or we at this time, we are not even near that technology. Some people in the ancient times, they used some technology that we in this present day have not seen that technology. Yeah, so there is nothing happening in the world that is new, but there is always new things in the kingdom of God. But Christians are not desiring those new things. New things. New things. You're going to pray. God wants to show you new things. New things about himself. New things about his kingdom. You're going to say, oh Lord, I want to learn new things. I don't know if you're tired of old things. I am tired of old things. You're going to say, oh Lord, I want to learn new things. New things from your kingdom. New things from heaven. New things about your power. New things about your nature. New things about your grace. New things about your glory. New things about your wisdom. Oh Lord, I want to learn new things. Teach me these new things. Show me these new things. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So much new things that Christians are not learning. So much new things. Even in the Bible, new things. In every book, in every chapter, in every verse, new things. Say, oh Lord, I am ready to learn. Teach me. Show me new things from your word. New things from your heart. New things from your Holy Spirit. Show me new things. I'm tired of the old. I want new things that would strengthen my walk with you. Show me new things about your kingdom. New things about your ways, new things. Even new things the apostles didn't see. Even new things Apostle Paul didn't see, didn't know. Show me new things, O Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray? The Bible told us about the shield of faith. The shield of faith. And how it quenches the fiery darts of the enemy. The shield of faith. I know what darts are. If you have, you might have seen them in movies. Darts are like fiery arrows. Not just arrows, but arrows mingled with fire. Yeah, and then the hackers, those that are skilled in shooting arrows, then they'll fire that arrow. Sometimes they fire the arrows from a long distance. And that arrow has fire at the tip. Yeah, that is how darts are. Yeah, and the Bible says we should put on the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows, the fiery darts of the enemy. So we must always have this shield of faith on guard, so that when devil is suggesting thoughts into your mind, you block that thought with the shield of faith. When devil is trying to discourage you, confuse you, give you doubts, unbelief, fear, you put on your shield of faith. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, help me to keep my shield of faith on guard to block the fiery darts of the enemy. Help me to keep my shield of faith active and functioning to block all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Help me to always remember the shield of faith. Help me to always remember my shield of faith. Help me, Lord Jesus, to block every fiery darts of the enemy. When the enemy comes to deceive, help me to raise my shield of faith. When the enemy comes to confuse me, help me to raise my shield of faith. When the enemy comes to make me fear, to make me doubt the power of God, help me to raise the shield of faith. When the enemy comes to tempt me to sin, help me, O Lord, to raise the shield of faith. In the name of Jesus, help me to keep my shield of faith on always. In the name of Jesus, help me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord. Do not let my faith fail in the days of attacks. In the days of attacks, do not let my faith fail. Help me to keep my shield of faith strong against all the attacks of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. This prayer point you're about to pray has a lot to do with your family, both you and your family, both you and your family members. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God push back every evil. The enemy is sending into my family. Let the fire of God push them back. Let the power of God push them back. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Every evil devil is sending into my family. Every evil Satan is sending into my family. Let the fire of God push them back. In the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying. Let the fire of God throw them back. In the name of Jesus. Every evil Satan is sending into my family. Let the fire of God throw them back before they get to me. Let the fire of God push them back before they get to my family. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I refuse to surrender to every obstacle and hindrances the enemy have created to stop me. You're going to say, oh Lord, make way for me. I refuse to agree with limitation. I refuse to agree with failure. Oh Lord, make ways for me. Make ways for me. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. See, I refuse to surrender to the limitations Satan has created to stop me. I refuse to surrender to the entrance Satan has set up to stop me. Oh Lord of hosts, make ways for me. Make ways for me. I refuse to believe that there is no way out. I refuse to agree with limitation. I refuse to agree with failure. Oh Lord of hosts, make way for me. Make ways for me. Right now in the name of Jesus. Right now in the name of Jesus, I refuse to agree that things have to be the way the enemy wants it to be. I refuse to agree that limitations have to continue. I refuse to agree that failures have to continue. Oh Lord of hosts, move as the lion of the tribe of Judah. Go ahead of me. And make ways for me. Make ways for me. Make ways for me. My hashtag get tender and shinovala. I believe you're praying. Say, oh Lord, go ahead of me as the lion of the tribe of Judah. and make ways for me now. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to agree that it is impossible. Oh Lord, make ways for me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the Bible says that His name is Prince of Peace. His name is Prince of Peace. And that also means that He is a man of war. To be a Prince of Peace means that he's a man of war. It means that He conquers battles. Yeah, because without victory, there will not be peace. There is peace because there is victory. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, O Prince of Peace. You are going to say, O Lord, You are the Prince of Peace. Give me the victories Thou will put me at peace. Give me the victories Thou will make me enjoy perfect peace. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, give me victories that will make me enjoy perfect peace. Perfect peace. You are the Prince of Peace. You are the Prince of Peace. Silence every storm in my life that will make me enjoy perfect peace. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Prince of Peace, give me victories that will make me enjoy peace in my body, peace in my soul, peace in my spirit, peace in my environment. Oh, Prince of Peace, silence every storm that must be silenced. Seize every storm that must cease for me to enjoy perfect peace. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Now, we have four more prayer points before we round off the session. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, create in my life an atmosphere of perfect peace, an atmosphere of permanent peace. Oh Lord, create that atmosphere in my life. An atmosphere of permanent peace, perfect peace, that will never leave my life. Oh Lord, create that atmosphere in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, put me in an atmosphere of perfect and permanent peace. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, surround my life with such atmosphere. An atmosphere of eternal peace. Lord, surround my life with such atmosphere. Right now, in the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Surround my life with an atmosphere of perfect and permanent peace. A kind of peace that nothing can take away from my life. Put me in a perfect and permanent atmosphere of peace that nothing can take away. That no one can take away. Oh Lord, put me in such environment of peace in every day of my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, 3 more prayer points. Yeah. Another thing you will find about God. Yeah. Which I found. Is that God is in a state of permanent victory. God is in a state of eternal victory. Yeah, so which means that God is not trying to win battles. God has won battles. So God is not trying to conquer Satan. God has conquered Satan. Yeah. So there's no battle he has not conquered. Yeah. He's in a state of perfect, permanent, and eternal victory. And you are to be in the same state. Yeah, so as Christians, we don't fight battles like we are trying to win. We fight battles because we have won. So whatever battles we are fighting, we have already won. And that is why we win, because we have won. So we fight, or we are to fight, because I don't know if you are fighting like that. We are to fight from that state of victory that God is, that God dwells. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to fight battles from your realm of victory. For there is no way I will lose battles if I fight from that realm. Say, oh Lord, teach me to fight battles from your realm of victory. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Teach me to fight darkness. Teach me to fight temptations. Teach me to fight sin from your realm of victory. In the name of Jesus. For that is how I will win. Teach me to fight battles from your realm of victory. In the name of Jesus, O God of Israel, teach me to fight battles as one who have already won, as a soldier who have already won, not as a soldier who is trying to win. Teach me to fight battles from your realm of victory. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to be confident and bold about the victory you have given to me. You have already given to me in Christ Jesus, through Christ Jesus. Help me to be confident and bold about the victory you have given to me in Christ Jesus. And through Christ Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. We are meant to be bold about it. Christ has given us victory. We have victory already. Say, oh Lord, help me to be full of that confidence. Help me to be full of boldness about the victory you have given to me already. Victory over the power of sin. Victory over sicknesses and diseases. Victory over demons and darkness and Satan and principalities and powers. Victory over the world and all the affairs of the world. Oh Lord, help me to be confident. Help me to be confident. Help me to be confident in the victory you have given to me through Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father. As I face the powers of darkness in battle, help me to be confident in that victory. Many of you are not confident in the victory Jesus already gave you. That is why you lose in battles. You are not bold about it. You feel sick in your body. You are not confident in the victory Jesus already gave you over that sickness you are feeling. And that is why the sickness keeps taking your money. Say, oh Lord, help me to be confident in the victory you have given to me through Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. We're going to say, Father, from today onward, teach me to speak according to the victory you have given to me in Christ Jesus. Anytime I speak, anytime I talk, teach me to always talk according to that victory. Anytime I pray, teach me to pray according to the victory you have given to me in Christ Jesus, through Christ Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. As some of you have spoken negative things, and that is what the devil is using against you, because you spoke them on your life. You spoke those negative things on your own life. And the devil is working with those negative words to limit you. Say, oh Lord, teach me to speak according to the victory you have given to me through Christ Jesus. Teach me to speak that way. In the name of Jesus, teach me to think according to the victory you have given to me through Christ Jesus. Teach me, Lord, in my conversations with people, in my daily talking, teach me to speak that victory always. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I'm going to pray for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we are grateful for your love and mercy. We are grateful for your helps. Thank you for everything you have given to us. Thank you, Lord, for your presence and power in our midst. Thank you for great things you have done already. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you look upon every life here right now. Help your people. Empower your people. Strengthen your people. Revive your people. Restore your people. Right now, in Jesus' name, I ask that you begin to uproot from every life the things you do not want to see in their lives, the things that are contrary to your will and plans for their lives. Oh Lord, begin to uproot them now, in the name of Jesus. Every form of sickness or infirmity or deformity in the bodies of your people that was never from you, oh Lord of hosts, uproot them now in the name of Jesus. Let life from your throne, from your presence, enter into everyone here right now. Life that destroys every death, every deadness. Life that destroys every poison. Life that destroys every lukewarmness, every spiritual weakness. Let that life enter into everyone right now. In the name of Jesus, I ask, O Lord, that you open a new chapter of the destinies of your people. Open that new chapter. That new chapter that will produce great events. Glorious events, transformation events, life-changing events. Oh Lord, open that chapter now in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that the grace of God shall be sufficient in your life. You shall walk in the realities of all that is in God's grace for you. In the name of Jesus, the Lord in his power shall strengthen you. The Lord in his power shall strengthen you as you begin to seek him as you begin to wait on him and to fast and to pray, I decree that you shall begin to experience great visitations from heaven, great interventions from heaven, great encounters from heaven, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.